Morning Edition, I'm Eric Hodge. That's Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Amy Ray, who's about to release her first country record. It's called Goodnight Tender and was recorded at Echo Mountain Studios in Asheville. Amy's playing at Motorco in Durham tomorrow night and joins me now.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. We just heard a bit of the song Hunter's Prayer, where the chorus has that line, "Give me a moon to keep my fears at bay and give me a dog that don't run away." Sounds like country to me.
Sounds like my life, too.
I wonder what inspired you to make a country record?
I've wanted to for quite a while, probably about 12 years, and I've been writing songs and putting them in a little pile and saying, that's my country record eventually. And I just was waiting until I felt like I had the guts to do it and knew some people that I wanted to play with, and it just seemed like the right time.
Is it a country song because of instrumentation? Is it attitude? Is it subject matter? What makes it a country song?
Well, for me, it's all of the above, really. I mean, there are definitely some stuff that's country-tinged that I write for Indigo Girls. And the other stuff that is country that I wanted to say for this album was I heard as more traditional, you know, where I knew I wanted pedal steel and dobro and banjo and to record it in a certain way and sort of have a very kind of raw, live kind of feel and just make it very kind of old school.
And it's a great contrast, too, to what's on country radio right now, which is, you know, big drums and big guitars and kind of really pop songs.
Yeah, country's pretty pop these days. I mean, I have to say I have a soft spot in my heart for country pop because I think the songwriting can be so great and so crafty. And the singers are often like such great singers, and the players are typically very good players as well. But it's just not my bag, you know. I would never be able to do it. I don't even have the skills for it.
Let's hear a little of the song Oyster and Pearl, which features Justin Vernon from Bon Iver along with Phil and Brad Cook from Megaphone.
Now you want me to be the oyster that has the pearl. Oyster and pearl, oyster and pearl. Oh, boy, there ain't nothing like that in this girl.
So, Amy, did you arrange that song with those guys in mind?
You know what? I didn't. I mean, what happened is I was hanging out with Phil. We did a songwriter's night at the Casbah with Mike Taylor and Heather McIntyre and Phil. And he was jamming on some of my country songs. And I was like, hey, I got an idea. If I give you four songs, will you just like produce them and put the players together? And so he did. And Justin Vernon was in town for that Rycooter tribute that Phil did. And he emailed me and was like, hey, can I come by the studio in Asheville? And I was like, yeah, come by and play. And so we just got in there, Terry Lonergan, Phil and Brad Cook, Heather McIntyre and Justin, and we did four songs together. And we did the arrangements as we went. But Phil really led he was at the helm on those four songs and really made them what they are, Oyster and Pearl being one of them.
Good night, sweet tender. The veil is on the loom. Coyote sleepy.
Earlier you mentioned how country music has a lot of craft in some of the writing, and there are so many songwriters in country music who are not... They're not really singers and performers. They just write songs, and that's what they do. And that's kind of a long tradition of that in country music. And I wondered if you could pick one person to cover the song Goodnight Tender, who would it be?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Wow, that's a great question.
I hear Patsy Cline.
I mean, of course. Someone, it could be dead or alive?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, Patsy Cline, of course. Patsy Cline is probably the first pick. And it's funny that you say that because I was thinking about her and the Everly Brothers when I wrote that song.
Another great song is More Pills with Mount Moriah's Heather McIntyre on harmonies. And I wondered how you two wound up working together.
You know, Heather wrote me an email back when she was in Bella Fea, that punk band that she was in. And she emailed my agent who sent it to me and was like, I want to open for some Amy Ray Butchie's shows. And her email was so great. And like, she's such a hard worker and I was so impressed and I liked the band. So we went on the road together some, and then I just fell in love with her and love her voice. And then she started doing all these other projects, and she did Mount Moriah, and now she's doing some solo country kind of stuff. And I wrote More Pills quite a while ago and learned it with her pretty quickly after I wrote it and asked her to sing some harmonies on it and stuff.
And she's playing with you tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, she's doing a set of a lot of new material, actually. And she's going to open the show, and then she'll be singing with us as well.
If I had more pills, I'd take them. If I had more songs to sing, more days for daybreak.
You started your musical career with Emily Saliers, who makes up the other half of the Indigo Girls, and I wonder if there are any plans for new music this year from the two of you.
Yeah, you know, we're both writing, and Emily had a baby about 14 months ago, her partner did, and so she's been in the baby world. And then my partner, Carrie, who I originally met in Durham, had a baby 2 months ago. So we both have kids now, and we're trying to sort of figure out how to negotiate all of that and still be on the road and write new songs and have them not all be kids' songs. And, you know, so it's quite tricky, and I think we just needed a little time, and now we're ready to sort of look towards August. We're just figuring out the child part of it, the child-rearing aspect of a musician's life.
It's a whole nother world, isn't it?
It's so fun. I get a lot of joy out of it. I have to say, I've wanted to have a baby for about 15 years, so for me, this is, I feel completely lucky that I got to do it.
Well, congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy Ray will play at Motorco tomorrow night in Durham. Her new album is called Goodnight Tender, and it's out next week. Amy, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Stars have set their course. How could I?